What's on Will Levis's playlist?
We can shut it down now.
She's the someone famous that Mike Fisher's married to.
Dr. Crane, kudos to you on that,
oh,
man.
Oh, that's good.
You can't top that one.
Our question of the day, what is on Will Levis's playlist this week? You can text in 615-737-1025. We'll get back to that here in a few minutes. But there's a cool event coming to our city this weekend. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix will be out at the Nashville Super Speedway this year. And we say hello to Matt Greachy. He's the VP and general manager out at Nashville Super Speedway. Matt, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Good morning. We are doing great here. I appreciate you having me today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know this, you know, obviously guys had a great weekend with the Ally 400 and NASCAR and all of that, but now you get to do it again with the IndyCar folks and the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. It's been a while since IndyCar has raced out at the Nashville Super Speedway, so I know that you all have to be excited about that.
Yeah, we really are. They haven't visited us since 2008 here at Nashville Super Speedway. And if you have not seen a IndyCar race or a race car, they're impressive machines. They're going to be over 200 miles per hour on our mile and a third concrete surface this weekend, and they're going to culminate their season here to championship race on Sunday.
Yeah, and so Alex Palou leading the way in the standings, and going to be cool to see a champion crown. But, you know, what were some things that fans can expect? Because the cool thing about the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix, it's more than a race. There's a lot of entertainment involved as well.
It really is. Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is really a focus on music, entertainment, and racing. And it really kicks off on Friday with Freedom Friday, and it's going to be downtown on Broadway. You're going to see IndyCar Series Pit Stop competition kicking off at 5 o'clock, Burnouts on Broadway, and then a full music schedule starting at 7 o'clock, headlined by Brantley Gilbert with his world's largest album release party at 9:30. It's all a free event on Broadway, all the way from Riverfront to 5th, and it's going to be a great kickoff to the weekend before they come out to Lebanon, Tennessee, and join us at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday and Sunday.
Matt, how much fun has this been since this was announced, the switch of bringing it from downtown out to the Speedway? Because, you know, I remember when the Speedway had this race, it was unique. It's fun. It's so cool seeing those cars on that track. What it's been like for you and your staff getting ready for this?
It's been exciting. You know, Scott Borchetta and the Big Machine team is definitely focused on a great family-friendly entertainment weekend, and jumping on board with him and seeing his vision for what IndyCar is and his passion for racing, but obviously his background in music and bringing those two entertainment aspects together. It's been really exciting, but it has been a short runway. You know, we announced this at the end of February that it was going to move out to Nashville Super Speedway with us here in Lebanon, and we've been all on board. You know, we're excited to host NASCAR for the triple header weekend, and then we get to kick it off this weekend for the NTT IndyCar Series Championship race. And, you know, it's just a testament to the team here and what Middle Tennessee is with motorsports and how exciting it is to host two marquee races here at Nashville Super Speedway.
Absolutely. And, you know, Matt, one thing I love about these IndyCar guys, much like the NASCAR guys, the accessibility, they love to talk. Sometimes you can't get them to shut up. They love talking about racing and everything. It's so cool when they are invested as well as everybody else is in races, and the IndyCar guys do a great job of that.
They really do. The access with the IndyCar series and their drivers, and they just love to see the fans, you know, sign autographs for kids. At 9:30 on Sunday, there's going to be an autograph session in the fan zone here at Nashville Super Speedway. That really kicks us off on the championship day on Sunday. But no, they understand what the fans mean to the sport. They're super engaging, excited to have people here, and no, they're a great group to host here.
And also, it can't hurt having the hometown boy and Joseph Newgarden and to be there as well.
Yep, right up the road in Hendersonville, and hometown hero here. And you know, he won the Indy 500 this year, two-time defending champion there. And no, I think he's great on ovals, so it should be an exciting race for us come Sunday.
NASCAR also released their schedule for next year, so the Ally 400 weekend. Early June this time, end of May, early June, June 1st will be when the Cup race is. That's got to be exciting as well.
Yeah, it is. We're really excited about that date and how that's going to line up for our NASCAR Triple Header weekend again in 2025. And it'll be our fifth annual NASCAR weekend. And, if it's anything like it was the finish here with five overtime finishes, it's going to be exciting and you're going to want to get your ticket soon.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Joe Williams and I, we kept looking at each other in the booth going, are we going to have the voice for this? I mean, I was getting a little scratchy there watching all those overtimes.
It was. It ended up being a nighttime finish with, I think, maybe an extra hour of racing. But I think the fans got their money's worth that evening. Great to see what that race was. And yeah, I think that's a testament to what NASCAR has done with the package and, the team here to execute a great weekend and great on-track action.
You've been around this sport a long time, but, Joey Logano wins at Atlanta, so that means he goes to the next round. Do you find yourself kind of pulling for your race winner? He won the Ally 400, so do you kind of look at Joey and go, it'd be kind of cool if he won the championship since he won here this year?
It would be. I think we've had that's the way it's fallen a couple times. I think Kyle Larson won here and then won the championship. Same with Chase Elliott and did that. So, I think if you want to win the championship, you need to win the NASCAR Cup Series race at Nashville Super Speedway.
No doubt. Well, it's going to be a fun weekend. I hate that I'm going to miss it because of some hockey stuff, but I know that it's going to be great at the Nashville Super Speedway. Always a pleasure to have you on and talk to you, and have fun this weekend.
We appreciate it. Tickets still available. Come visit us at NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com. Get them this weekend. Access is family friendly. Starts at $50. Can't wait to welcome everybody here.
No doubt. Matt, have a good one, man.
Thanks a lot. You too.
Matt Greachy joining us here on the program, the Vice President and General Manager at Nashville Super Speedway. And again, NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com is where you can get tickets, or MusicCityGP.com as well. And, check it out this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It's exciting, man. Just anytime that I love going out there. I love the track. I love the people. I think it's great, and I hope it's a big crowd this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. 615-737-1025. Our question of the day, what is on Will Levis's playlist this week? D from Hoptown, Hurt by either Nine Inch Nails or Johnny Cash, either version.
That Johnny Cash song is so good.
That's a good one. Josh, Something Bad About to Happen by, is that Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood? Was that you? Is that Adam? Is that what you said?
He's got one, is what he's saying.
Oh, he's got one.
I'll be surprised. I'll return with it.
Okay. All right. We will do that coming up next. Plus, we'll tell you what day it is. And celebrity birthdays, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.